Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. Like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Rendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here, youtube.com/ Steve and Larson, available wherever fine podcasts can be found. Looks like we're going to start up a flannel podcast, Larson. Should we do that?
Well, this goes back to all the grunge talk we've been doing this week.
Yeah.
I just didn't have any hoodies clean, so I had to wear a flannel today. Apparently, you pulled that out of your car.
I was looking for my gray flannel. I was dead set on wearing the gray flannel, and I couldn't find it. And I was like, did I leave it in my car? No, but I left this one in my car. This is actually prime flannel, but it smells like the back of my family's old station wagon. Which was not, it's not like a smell, it's just an old must.
Well, that's still a smell.
Right. So, but it's not like, you know, it's not like there's crap rubbed on it. That's a true smell. Must is just, it's an atmosphere for the senses.
Yeah.
It's not great.
No.
I like that this is right here, it's like so wrinkled up. You gotta keep that.
I don't fold anything, man.
You gotta keep this good, man. Really? You don't fold
shit? Get off my shirt.
You don't fold shit. Flex your muscles so I have a... Oh! Look at that. It was like a rock, stone, concrete brick.
Yeah.
Just forced its way.
I went to the gym this morning. And did some dips.
Good job, man. You're a dip. Anyways.
How rude.
Before we get started with the news today, I want to mention something. Our good friend, friend of the show, was a guest here on the show a couple times. John Bain, Total Biscuit, passed away yesterday after a long bout with cancer. I had read a Reddit update that he gave, I think, a couple weeks prior, and it didn't look good in terms of, you know, how much longer he had.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, really sad. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so our hearts go out to his family.
Yes.
And, you know, we only talked to him a couple times, but from what I, you know, despite what our past on YouTube has been in terms of the gaming realm, you and I have never really been that clued in gaming. But from everything I understand, from all the reaction to his passing that I've seen, and just sort of understanding the general landscape of gaming, he was a massively influential figure in gaming journalism. And he loved wrestling. Mm-hmm. Like the last time I talked to John, me and him, it was a very few times, used to randomly email each other when something cool wrestling wise happened. I think one of the last takeover like a year ago, I was like, man, did you blah, blah, blah. And so we had like a couple really small interactions with him. He was a guest on the show a couple times and just an absolutely lovely human being.
Yes. Yes.
And so it's super sad. So
it
you
is.
Know, our hearts go out
to
his family for
yes.
sure. He's also made a bunch of friends in the wrestling world. Samoa Joe tweeted
Xavier
about
Woods.
Him. Xavier Woods
mm-hmm.
did, yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, let's talk about some wrestling.
All right.
That's what we do.
Yes.
What's first in the news, Larson?
Well, apparently, maybe, possibly, there can be some massive, massive changes coming to your...
Hey-o.
Our...
Hey-o.
WWE Network coming up soon.
Yes.
Because it looks like we might finally get... some United Kingdom-based programming on the WWE Network.
Nice.
This comes from Wrestling Observer Newsletter from Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer himself.
Ooh.
He says, quote, right now the idea of ICW in progress from the UK going to the WWE Network is back on at least this week. Of course, mm-hmm. we know Vince has changed his mind.
Mm.
I imagine dozens of times at least.
Yeah.
But this is close enough that we've been told the announcement, if it happens, will be coming right around the time or at the Royal Albert Hall shows. Of course, those are the two shows they have lined up for the United Kingdom Championship Tournament.
Yeah.
June 18th and 19th, I believe.
Yeah.
So if this is true and Vince has finally decided to go all in and stick it to the world of sport,
yeah.
Which is kind of the genesis of all this.
Is he- Yeah, the creative fountain there.
Yeah.
Started off with trying to jack some other promotion.
Yeah. So we'll finally hopefully get ICW in progress on the WWE Network. We've been hearing this for since the first United Kingdom tournament. This might be a possibility. You were watching some progress when I came in today, and you expressed some concerns yesterday when we were kind of talking about this, about how well ICW would fare on the network, since it's not exactly TV PG programming.
Neither show holds back in the language aspect of things. They drop F-bombs left and right. It's fantastic. I haven't watched nearly as much ICW as I have Progress, and even Progress I haven't watched that much of. I generally, I'll flip on whatever latest chapter is going on. I'll flip it on late at night, usually like on a Saturday night or whatever. I'm not doing nothing. If I'm not out there clubbing.
Oh, yeah.
Getting my load on.
Yeah, getting your load on.
Getting my load on.
Tossing back a few Steve Weisers.
Exactly. What? I'll toss it on, and usually I don't get, because I fall asleep, I don't get past like the first couple matches. But it's like, I really, because here's the thing that I love about Progress. The first 10 minutes is, I think his name is Jim Smallman, mm-hmm. in the ring, introducing the family of Progress fans to a new Progress, just like they did at our show, at the show we went to in Orlando. Yeah. Hey, everybody, who's new here? And somebody will stand up, and then they'll talk to the person and welcome them in with open arms. That's the best of pro wrestling. That is the best thing that pro wrestling can be. All-inclusive.
Yes.
And welcoming, and it's fantastic.
It is.
And so I've seen a little bit of ICW, and what I've seen, yeah, they can get pretty racy at times. So it'll be very interesting to see if Vince is totally cool with that type of programming. They had sent out a while ago a questionnaire, a survey, mm-hmm. For network subscribers, saying, hey, what kind of programming would you like? And one of the options was a TV 14. MA or TV 14
ECW reboot.
Version of ECW. And that could have been their sort of roundabout way of saying TV 14 in general.
Yeah.
Would you be open to that?
Yeah.
So I would really hope that they wouldn't try, say, you know, to say to Progress or ICW, hey, you know, we want a relationship with you, which they already kind of have. You know, we want to put your program in the network, but
you got to tone it down.
You got to tone it down. I think that would be terrible, because that would the fans.
Well, here's another thing.
They would
thing
totally
too.
See through that.
I don't know about ICW, but Progress has their own streaming platform, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if kind of existing in a parallel continuity with what's going on with Progress and ICW. This is pure speculation. This is me guessing what they might do to avoid
good
kind of any sort of, if they don't want to get into the TV 14 territory, maybe monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Progress and ICW will run shows specifically for air on the WWE Network.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can kind of tone down a bit some of the edgier elements.
Yeah.
Tone down the language.
Yeah.
While keeping, you know, like Progress is just quality wrestling.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Keep that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The people don't have to cuss.
Yeah.
Just keep the good wrestling.
Yeah.
Interesting storylines that they can put on the network. I don't know if the putting ICW in Progress on the network is going to include either promotion's back catalog or just mm-hmm. programming going forward.
I have no idea.
You know, there's, I'm sure Vince doesn't even know at this point himself.
Probably not. Here's the thing. You would have to think that they would need to be prepared, or at least open to the possibility that if we start airing Progress or ICW on our network, there might be a big demand for it, and it might behoove them to then say, okay, well, let's start adding that content,
mm-hmm.
because that's what the WWE Network aims to be, is just this massive content library.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have no idea. I think, man, I don't know. I don't know what the average age of your network subscriber is, but I'd think that, you know, it would be over 18, you know, so you'd need... Or it would be, I don't see how there'd be a big issue with having TV 14 content on the network.
Yeah.
It just might be a matter of if they do, because they don't run advertisements right now. I remember in the survey, wasn't there a thing that said,
well, they run advertisements for WWE stuff.
Right, for WWE stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like, you know, running into issues with advertisers. And if they were to introduce that tier of programming where $10 a month got you programs with advertisements in it versus
15 you get
advertisement free, they'd have to obviously keep those advertisements away from the TV 14 content. But yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be fantastic. I honestly think it'd be absolutely fantastic. I think it'd be great. I would love that. Yeah, because I mean, the thing about the Progress streaming app, I'd probably watch it a lot more, but I do have to, and it's so silly that I quibble about this, but it's just, it's not, they don't have their own dedicated app on across, you know, platform. Cause I've got right now in my living room, I've got, what's streaming? Oh, I have the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
And I know there's a way you can get, like, mirror like the Fire Stick. And then, but I think I play Progress through like the Chromecast from like my computer or whatever. I want its own app. And to be in the WWE Network app, that would be awesome.
A lot of people here in chat are bringing up good points here. Attitude Era, Raws, and ECW are all on the network. Those are all at least TV 14.
No, that's actually a really good point because, like, we've reviewed an ECW where they got pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so I haven't, I'll be honest, I have not watched Camp WWE. How TV 14 is it?
Well, Philly Flexer here, $2, says Camp WWE is TV MA.
Really? Okay. Well, that's cool. Right on.
So maybe it's not a problem at all.
Do you remember in ECW, did they. Shane Douglas used to drop the F-bomb, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Did they censor that stuff out on the network?
I don't know.
This is a conversation. It's much to do about nothing if Shane Douglas is already there, like, cursing left and right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they'd have a problem with, like, so one of the things, like, one of the first things I saw in Progress was Zach Gibson dropping a promo, and he was dropping F-bombs left and right. I wonder if that would apply to, like, current roster members if you're showing up on... If you happen to show up on Raw or 205 Live or whatever, would they then want them to tone it down on the program that they can also see those guys on? I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't know. So, anyways.
But it's exciting, cool. The prospect of ICW and Progress being available on the network is exciting. Something a bit less exciting, potentially. More time added to WWE pay-per-views, potentially. The first co-branded pay-per-view, Backlash, went over 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a great show.
Austin says the F word. The baby Austin says the F word, according to DJ Johnson here.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to show that comment there, DJ Johnson. It says show or hide. I'm going to show it because I'm not all about censorship here.
So PW Insider reported a lot this week about WWE pay-per-views on the network starting earlier.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock Eastern versus 8 o'clock Eastern, which they've traditionally started at. I think the first report was May 22nd. This is what PW Insider had to say. Quote, WWE reached out to international broadcast partners, including Sky TV and in-demand pay-per-view, to inform them that as of Money in the Bank, their pay-per-view events will kick off at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, and that the pay-per-views could run as long as 4 hours. They add that also... quote, cornerstone events such as SummerSlam could run longer.
You're not excited about this? This is great.
Well, if Backlash is any indication, no.
Listen, man, this is what we do. That extra Super Chat money we get for the additional hour, we put into getting a really comfy couch for us.
Oh, I have a couch for us.
And, ooh, what?
Yeah.
Breaking news. How is this not the lead story today? That's great.
All right, we have a couch for the streaming area.
Hey-o!
No, I told you the possibility I could get us a couch, but it's confirmed.
Yeah, then you poo-pooed it after, like, you brought it up, then you poo-pooed it, said, not going to happen.
Well, matters change.
Wow.
I have a couch for us.
That's the best news I've got all day.
Could have chairs, too.
That's comfy fantastic. Chairs. Wow. Very excited about that.
So, as far as the runtime, PW Insider tossed a little cold water on it. While confirming the new pay-per-view start time, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, which means we got to start our live streams earlier, they also added, quote, we were told this doesn't necessarily mean all pay-per-views will be timed to run 4 hours exactly. It is most likely that the shows will run in the area of 3 hours to 3.5, although the company will have the ability to go longer or shorter as needed. Hopefully shorter.
Oh man, they're all co-branded. We need matches. More people on the show are getting paid for the longer shows, Larson. We
Is
want
true?
Our
are they getting pay-per-view bonuses now with the network?
We want our wrestlers. It's better to be on a show than not on a show.
I understand, but if you're not getting paid a bonus because you're on the pay-per-view, you're just getting your usual pay.
DVD royalties, man.
Yeah, who buys DVDs anymore?
Apparently enough to make Neville walk out.
Well, I don't know how much that was really a thing.
Yeah, it was probably more about jobbing Enzo. Maybe. I don't know. That's weird, isn't it? It's all fake. He's all mad that he's jobbing Enzo.
I'd rather sit at home and collect my paychecks.
I understand his point of view. Like, if I were a wrestler, an accomplished wrestler like Neville, and you're like, you want me to lose to this guy?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
They're calling it your casting couch now. Larson's like, come here, sit down. So, why are you here today?
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. Let's see here. No, I'm fine with this. You know, we got to get these. Because then we're just going to be bitching about, you know, Finn Balor didn't make it on the pay-per-view today, or Bayley's on the pay-per-view. You know, longer pay-per-views. This is what we knew was going to happen when they started doing. Let me ask this.
What?
What'd you rather have? Co-branded longer pay-per-views, or the way it was when all the smaller pay-per-views were single brand and they just felt like glorified episodes of those.
I don't know why I see that binary choice. Why can't one of the options be a quality 3-hour show?
No, that's not in the realm of possibility. That doesn't happen. They can't do that, man.
Well, they could.
No, they can't because they never have. But they could.
They have the talent to regularly put on quality 3-hour shows.
But they don't know how. They haven't completely figured that algorithm out quite yet. So what you're left with is either a crappy, like, glorified episode of Raw or SmackDown or a 4-hour mini Survivor Series.
Slogfest.
No, man. I'm fine with this.
See, here's the thing. When they were doing the individual branded pay-per-views, yeah, some of them felt like glorified versions of the respective shows. But while they might not have had huge implications in terms of stories, it seems like all the talent said, all right, we're going to really dial it up and really give it our all tonight. Because by and large, especially like some of the SmackDown pay-per-views, like the build of the shows were crap.
Yeah.
But then the actual shows were decent because the matches were good.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just an extra
whatever time. Vessel leads to better matches is what I'm going to get behind.
Yeah, and that's more time for those matches to breathe, man.
Well, it just generally means more matches.
Yeah,
not necessarily longer matches or better matches, just more of them.
Well, you know,
if it all works out, I'm fine with it. But I know small sample size. Backlash is trash.
Like again, it's life insurance people. I just need to buy this damn. Life
you should,
insurance.
and then you'd stop getting these phone calls.
I know. Can I just say, hey, listen, just get me life insurance. Stop calling me. He's like, yeah, that's the point. That's what I'm calling you.
That's what I'm calling you for.
You think I want to call you anyways? Once I get you life insurance, I'm never going to call you again.
You're going to hear from me again.
Like, once you die, I'll call your wife and that's it.
Yes.
Anyways.
Maybe after we're done, I'll have to go get lunch and you can take care of your life insurance business here.
I just keep on putting out. I don't like talking to people, man.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, why can't you just get life insurance online?
That's what I wanted to do, but then you have to talk to people. They might have to. I might have to take like a medical test.
Well, yeah.
You know, make sure I'm not literally about to die.
Yeah.
Which who knows, might come back. It's Debo.
Anyways,
one extra hour. I'm fine with that. It's okay. It's just an extra hour. You ain't doing anything anyways. And they always leave voicemails. They always leave voicemails.
So how many voicemails do you have?
Well, I just deleted a ton of them, but they call at least 3 times a day.
They want your business.
Hey, this is so-and-so from so-and-so. Just calling about your life insurance. I'm like, yeah, you just did.
Like I said, whatever leads to a better quality show,
because
a better quality show leads to more enjoyment from me and more excitement in the wrestling community.
Yeah, man, longer, better.
No.
That's how it goes. Longer, the
better.
Not
the case.
On couch? That's great.
It's a comfy couch, too.
What does it smell like?
It smells fine.
Where has it been this whole time?
My parents' house.
Oh, that's good. I remember your parents' house having a pleasant aroma. Didn't smell bad.
No, it smells good.
All right, that's good. Right on.
It's been sitting in the same spot since probably about 1988.
Have I watched any pay-per-views on that couch? No, different couch.
Yeah.
All right. Parents just sitting there burning farts into it?
No, this is living room furniture. Hardly ever sat on.
Really?
Yes.
Beautiful. What color is it?
It's got a pattern on it.
Yes.
But still we'll have to get, you know, like a thing to put over it.
Yeah. What?
A thing. You can get stuff like covers to put over couches.
Why are we going to do that? We're going to do that?
I'll do that.
Why?
Because it's a busy pattern. It's not going to look good on video.
Oh, well, like pinstripes?
Kind of. There are stripes on it, yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. We'll sit on a big, like, weird moving mass.
It's like cream colored with green stripes and little flowers on it.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm going to burn so many farts in that thing.
It's very comfortable, too.
Yeah, even better.
I used to sit and read books on it.
Did you burn farts into it?
I probably farted at least once on it, yeah. You know me.
Speaking of burning farts, let's talk about the Mae Young Classic. I don't know why. That wasn't a reference to anything.
That was a terrible segue.
Yeah.
So Wrestling Observer Newsletter gave us an idea of when the second Mae Young Classic may happen. Apparently, it's going to happen August 7th and 8th at Full Sail. Again, not official, but apparently WWE has been telling people to keep those dates free.
That's cool.
Who may be in this tournament, Steve?
Toni Storm. She's on our thumbnails.
Hold on. Like we're getting to that. PW Insider reporting that WWE has, quote, begun contacting talents for the second annual Mae Young Classic tournament, and that, quote, WWE is reaching out to a number of talents, some of whom worked last year's tournament. Some have gotten tryouts with the company in the past. But what about Toni Storm? Do you want to take this quote?
Yeah, Toni Storm from Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Toni Storm signed a UK contract. So confirmed, she's on the same level as like a Pete Dunne, Mark Andrews.
Tyler Bate.
Trent Seven. Probably Wolfgang. Yeah, so that's cool. So like she's, you know, got WWE has first dibs on her, but then she can still go out and do other stuff.
Yeah.
Continuing on, when she was asked about doing the Stardom 5 Grand Prix tournament in August and September, which is Stardom's version of the G1, there is no confirmation, but probably not, since she has to take any dates WWE offers. But at this point, it's a UK deal and not an NXT deal, as would be the case for almost all of the UK wrestlers signed recently. Note the word almost. Mm-hmm. What that means, Larson.
I'm sure there may be some people exempt from that.
Pete Dunne. The Squared Circle Sirens also stated, we can confirm that WWE has reached out to Toni Storm to once again compete in the Mae Young Classic, which is scheduled to film August 4th through 10th, with them taping the actual tournament on August 8th and 9th. Larson, let me ask you something.
What?
What's it going to look like with her holding that trophy? Is it a trophy they got?
Yeah.
A big old trophy?
It's going to look pretty amazing.
And that's probably going to happen. It has to, right? What other names are they?
She was a semifinalist last year.
I know.
Made to the final four.
And she was probably the most over person there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. People love her.
She's fantastic.
She's great.
And it's probably in her benefit to keep her options somewhat open right now because she's still relatively young. She's in her early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So she can kind of, you know, dabble a little bit at WWE, if she enjoys the work environment, the culture, work in their type of shows.
Mm-hmm.
And if she doesn't, she can always, you know, do what she has been doing, work in progress, working a lot in Japan.
Yeah.
But if she really enjoys it, then when her United Kingdom contract expires, maybe she'll sign an NXT deal.
Yeah.
Or, that'd be great. That'd be awesome to see her in NXT.
Or they'll just, like, snatch her up for NXT directly after the Mae Young Classic.
Entirely possible.
Who knows? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's interesting stuff. Like, I wish that I had faith that they had some sort of actual plan in mind for, like, a UK thing. But, you know, who knows?
You know, I kind of like about the news that she is signing a UK contract is that means they're going to have a dedicated women's division for whatever United Kingdom show or shows that are going to be on the network.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool.
Maybe. Could just mean she flutters in and out of NXT and does progress.
Well, I mean, if we follow the logic of Triple H's global localization plan.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's entirely possible they could kind of do co-branded shows with Progress and make that the WWE territory in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
In which case, yeah, you'd be right. But also, I mean, if they have this ICW and Progress content in the network first and they use that as a segue to get...
That'd be neat.
A WWE-branded show.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And have that be, for that territory, the developmental program there.
Yeah.
And as you said, you know, you start in your local developmental territory, go to NXT, and then the path is to Maine.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be cool. I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith. But it'd be neat if it happens. Daniel DeNava, $2, says, how many suplexes would Steve take against Bork Laser?
Zero.
Who's Bork Laser again?
That's Brock Lesnar, man.
I thought, isn't somebody like a creative character or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, in any event, none. I wouldn't Zero. Want to do that.
I'd, Steve probably wouldn't take any suplexes, nor would I.
Some of these names are kind of interesting. I like some of these names that people are tossing out here. Awesome Kong would be great.
Oh, yeah.
She could promote Glow even further.
Yeah.
Chelsea Green. That was a name that was sort of thrown about when she left Impact. A lot of people speculated it was to go to NXT.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be cool. Jazzy Gabert coming back would be great.
That'd be great. Yeah, I think she just returned from
She's been wrestling. Yeah, she's been wrestling, yeah. Probably no Tessa Blanchard.
She's on Impact now.
She's an Impact.
We got one more super chat here. Michael Carlson, 189. Hey, friend knows I'm on a lunch break at Hot Topic. Have fun.
That's cool. Britt Baker. It's a good name.
Baby.
Yeah.
See supportive Adam Cole, Baby, front row there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cheering her on. That'd be good. Who else? Oh, Millie McKenzie. That'd be good. How about
Lana Austin?
Lana Austin right here. All good names.
Yes.
Anyways. What else do we have? We've got, oh dear.
You know, I decided not to do any like TV contract talk in the today's show because we've covered that quite extensively of late.
Was there more to be had?
There's a lot in the newsletter about the ramifications of the USC deal for the WWE deal and vice versa.
Oh, a lot of it, yeah. A lot of it just kind of, I don't know, validated a little bit the stuff that we were talking about, though, you know, in terms of paying talent more, like that not being a problem.
Yeah.
Then being able to raid other promotions a bit more. That might not be a problem now.
Seemingly out of spite more than anything.
Yeah, exactly.
But I said, no, enough TV contract talk. Let's talk litigation.
Legal proceedings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we are proceeding with some legal developments here. There's been some developments in the CM Punk Chris Amon trial this week. Proceedings were set to begin on 5/22. Of course, this is the defamation lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Against Punk and
Colt Cabana.
Colt Cabana. Do we know? Is this lawsuit? I don't know anything about lawsuits. Are both of them named in the single lawsuit, or are they individual lawsuits?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I know that Chris Amon is seeking $1 million in damages.
$1 million, huh?
Yeah.
Yowza. All right. Anyways, proceedings were set to begin May 22nd.
Tuesday.
But were delayed. Early reports from Pro Wrestling Sheet suggested this delay was, quote, because both sides are discussing a possible settlement. However, it appears that there won't be a settlement anytime soon, as PW Insider reports that, quote, jury selection in the civil lawsuit brought by WWE Dr. Chris Amon against CM Punk and Colt Cabana, that makes it sound like it's one thing, began yesterday in Cook County Court in Illinois on Thursday. PW Insider adds that the trial was, quote, pushed back several days due to a new judge taking on the case, as well as some last-minute filings by Amon's side. So both these guys, they both think that they're in the right here.
Yeah.
Evidently. So that's fun talk. That's good stuff. CM Punk also, where's my water?
I don't know.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, what do you do with your water?
So anyways, how do we get on that jury?
Well, we have to live in Cook County, Illinois, so that's Chicago area.
Done. Let's do it. We're going to be there for StarCast. Good.
But that's in September. This whole thing could be over by then.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't know how long this trial is going to last.
Let's get some tickets.
Well, you can't get tickets to be on a jury. Once they find out we're in a pro wrestling podcast, they're going to disqualify us.
Once they find out that we, every time there's some CM Punk news, we
report
on it. He's in our
thumbnail. Yeah,
he's in our thumbnail. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. We're still on the impression that CM Punk equals views.
I thought it was like, this isn't like, you know, like a meet and greet, you know, buy tickets for it.
No.
He sold out his meet and greet, though.
Yeah, he didn't.
Might have made $1 million there. Yeah.
Could have.
Yeah, you never know. Enough meets, enough greets.
Yeah.
$1 million. How much were those tickets, you remember?
It was 50 for an autograph, 50 for a picture, but if you did both, it was 90 plus you got a t-shirt. Robert Stack, $10. Happy Friday, friendos.
Lambo.
Thank you, Robert Stack.
Daniel Denob, another $2. CM Punk versus Chris Amon for Punk's third MMA fight.
I don't know if Punk's going to have a third fight.
Yeah.
You hear what Joe Rogan said about
I just saw that he ripped him. He said that he should be in some amateur competition.
Yeah, he said he shouldn't even be on like the Tuesday night contenders fight.
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
No.
That's totally true. But, you know, guess what? He's got a big name. And Dana White likes money.
And the UFC needs all the money they can get, it seems like. They've had a rough couple, like, year and a half.
Exactly. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Anyways, so, yeah, that's good. I want this all to be done with. So, hopefully, it'll be done with.
Yeah.
Shortly.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I don't like lawsuits. I mean, Punk thinks that McMahon is bankrolling this whole thing anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's talk about... This is sad. Another sad thing. Big Cass.
Yeah.
He's apparently actually legitimately injured.
Yeah, I think we talked about it on Monday's show. Reports that he was selling a knee injury, mm-hmm. you know, following the attack from Daniel Bryan on last week's SmackDown. And so Meltzer and several others were saying, well, this is just a work. He's selling the injury so he can get out of his match at this week's SmackDown.
Yeah.
Cost Daniel Bryan in his match against Samoa Joe. But according to PW Insider, their Elite section, they're saying that, nope, that's not the case, that Cass might be hurt again. And these quotes are from Ringside News. Quote, nothing is working for Colin Cassidy right now. He's back on crutches. From what I understand, he's going to go check out to see if he needs ACL surgery again.
Ugh.
If that's the case, that is bad, bad news for him.
Man.
That is a bummer.
That sucks.
Later on in this report, I think they speculate that maybe he might have returned too soon.
Well, Wrestling Observer also says, regarding Cass, he may have a legit knee injury, although who knows? They did the angle on SmackDown where Bryan destroyed his knee. At that point, he was not injured, and there were plans for him going further.
Or, I mean, I guess you could look at it as if that attack by Daniel Bryan was to write Cass off TV for another 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, that could be too. But then why would he have been then? They've made a story about him.
No, I doing the heel hook. Then. I know.
Yeah.
And going after people's legs. I know.
Wait, not Daniel. Big Cass. Because he was on crutches the following week, and then they did that social media thing. Usually if they're writing him off TV, they're writing him off TV.
No. I don't know.
He
it's
wouldn't
all
just
weird.
Fade away like eventually.
It's all weird.
So that would be weird. I don't know, man. That's a big drag, though. That's a big bummer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was not looking forward to seeing Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass at Money in the Bank, but, you know, I would much prefer the guy be healthy and I have to sit through that match than him be injured again.
Yes, and be out potentially for another half year, if not longer.
Who, Larson,
who
would step up? Who would Daniel Bryan then be facing? Because that would definitely change the SmackDown, the ending to the Daniel Bryan Samoa Joe match
mm-hmm.
on SmackDown.
I mean, give us Daniel Bryan Samoa Joe.
Oh, at Money in the Bank?
Well, no, I mean, because one of them's going to be the Money in the Bank match.
Right, yeah.
I mean, following Money in the Bank.
Well, no, but there'd be a big spot there at Money in the Bank for Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan versus Jeff Hardy. Daniel Bryan wins the U.S. title.
Oh, there you go. That'd be good. Man, I don't think they're going to bury Jeff Hardy like that, though. That'd be two losses in a row.
Not burying Jeff Hardy. He's losing to Daniel Bryan.
How would they get out of this Joe-Daniel Bryan match this Tuesday on SmackDown, then?
Well, someone just have to win. They can do a similar
thing. Joe goes over clean?
Could be.
Oof. I don't know about that one. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know. Something's going to happen.
Almas. A-L-M-A-S. Almas.
Almas.
El Idolo.
El Idolo, yes.
That'd be good.
That would be good.
Have it a scrub finish. Have a Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan scrub finish. Either they both go on or neither goes on.
And then Almas gets that spot.
There
All
you
right.
go.
All right.
Zelina Vega politicking
mm-hmm.
her way into a Samoa
Her way of
Joe.
Taking over.
Exactly, yeah.
That's their angle. That's their gimmick right now.
That'd be good.
That would be good.
There's still a couple weeks left.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Actually, more than that, almost 3 weeks.
Matt Soto here in chat says, Daniel Bryan versus anyone would be better. I agree with that. However, I'm not advocating for a guy to be hurt out
yes,
of the match.
Yes, we don't want that to happen. Jeffrey Nguyen, $299, stakes and weights, meets and greets.
There you go. $1 million to go see Heavy Machinery. No, thank you. You don't like it? No good?
What if it was like a cookout, like the meet and greets a cookout? That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
They're grilling up some food.
Man. I'll have to talk to you about shoes after this.
Why?
Because, you know, now on my Instagram, I get ads for Jordans.
Yeah.
And there's some retro threes that I saw that are just beautiful.
What color are they?
It's like traditional color. It's like white. It's like white, black, gray, and red.
Okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so nice. I mean, there's a couple different variations.
I don't know if those come out. I think they've come out already.
Well, they're available to buy.
No, you should buy them then.
They're a lot.
I know.
They're too expensive.
They're like
but then I
bucks.
Went on that site and I was like, holy crap.
Which one?
Oh, I don't know, whatever the site was that I went to. Might have been Fight Club.
Oh, Flight Club. Flight Club, those, that's a second-party retailer, so they're going to be marked up.
Where did you get your knockoffs from that year? Remember, like,
I don't
ages?
Remember.
That was like 10 years ago.
It was an ad in Facebook, man.
That's my favorite and least favorite Larson story, because you bought Jordans online.
Yeah.
And then they came, and you were so disappointed.
Oh, I knew. I had a pretty good sense that they weren't legitimate. I wanted to see what I was going to get.
You should have worn them around, man.
No, they smelled weird. They smell like chemicals.
They smell like my hoodie.
I can't smell
flannel?
Your hoodie from here.
Do you want to?
No. But when it is in the situation,
I'll smell it. We'll do change. I'll smell yours. You smell
mine's
mine.
Clean. So no. As soon as I opened up the box, it was like a punch in the face of chemical smell. So I sent them right back. I don't even know if I tried them on.
That's great.
Because I could tell instantly it was like they weren't even high quality knockoffs. Like the color blocking wasn't the same as it should be and stuff. Yeah. Like, nah,
that's
no thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. That's great.
Let's see what I was going to get.
We have some questions here. So we're going to read these questions and then answer these questions.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. That's not a wrestling question.
Chon Wayne, $2. Can we have a full episode with Mark and Cena? That's a lot. That's too much.
Too much, man.
That's too much.
That's like, do you want to kill the gimmick or not?
Yeah.
Elias Gould, do you think WWE... Ooh, good question. Do you think WWE will introduce their own women's UK championship? I think they'd have to load up on a lot more UK talent.
Yeah.
Have we heard anything about... what's her name? Piper Niven?
No.
She had a pretty cool... Pretty great promo she did like a month ago that a lot of people were buzzing about. It would surprise me if they didn't want to bring her back and say,
oh, and ICW. Yeah. And she had a good showing in the Mae Young Classic. I was really impressed.
Yeah, she did. So I don't know. I think they'd really have to load up on UK talent for them to justify doing that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm also kind of not optimistic that they're going to be doing like their own UK, at least. If they do their own UK show and they signed up Toni Storm as like one of the first people in their UK women's division, it doesn't sound like they've, I mean, unless they do sign a bunch of people from the Mae Young Classic that are from the UK area.
Yeah.
You know, cause for a division you need like what, six people basically.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to check and see if there's, who from NXT might qualify to potentially be in the United Kingdom.
Oh, Piper Niven got hurt. I did not know that.
That's a bummer.
Yowza. Nast has a question. Asks, who would you rather have come back to the WWE? Punk, Neville, or Cody Rhodes? Cody Rhodes is doing so great right now. I think it'd be a shame for him to come back.
Neville.
He seems to be thriving.
Neville.
Yeah, for me, it'd probably be Neville also. Although, could you imagine if Punk came back, but like in Chicago?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What that? But I really don't see it happening.
No, I don't. Neville, I mean, I don't really see Neville coming back either. Daniel DeNava, $2. Hilton for Cass's replacement, shoot foot break. Would Hilton shoot break his foot? Probably.
Well, he's a mess, for one thing.
Chris Kaufman, Al Snow had head, Perry Saturn had the mop. What inanimate object would you give Baron Corbin for him to treat as if it were a real person?
You know what this is. You know what this is.
Is it one of his skulls?
Yeah, it's one of his human skulls, yeah.
W.S. Fletcher, $9.99. Steve, where's episode 4? I need 4 likes.
I was uploading it. It's ready. I was uploading it, and then we started the show. There's like 8 minutes left in the upload. I hope if I go back and try to re-upload it, because we had to start today's show. I hope if I go back and try to re-upload it, YouTube will just recognize that it's the same file and it'll keep on going and it'll be soon. It is going to be up today, though, I promise. Thomas Speller, I know Brian Zane recently did a video on this. I did not watch it, so I do not know what conclusion he came to. But who was a worse champion, JBL or Jinder? So I would say, as much as I like Jinder, I would say Jinder. JBL had some terrific matches.
Yeah.
That one with Eddie Guerrero, fainted because he lost so much.
Or the I Quit match with John Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he was a really, you know, he had like a, and so did Jinder. He had a faction. He had the Singh brothers. Yeah, something like that. But JBL had like his old cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think he was good. I thought he was good.
Yeah.
So I'm, and he was like champion for like a year.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to say Jinder was the worst champion. Let's see here. Vincent B. So after the 30-minute sellout of All In, you think they're going to do a second one? And if that is successful, will it make it a yearly thing? I think they're, well, I'll say
they said they're going to do a second one if this one sells out. Yeah.
Yeah. I could totally see that.
I wonder if they're going to do it in Chicago again, because obviously it got a great response there. If they take it somewhere else in the country.
you would have to be like a hotbed, you know, have to be like a Philadelphia or something like that. Even like maybe in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And LA might do good.
I mean, they do it out in Ontario where the Young Bucks are from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That might do well.
Yeah.
There's an arena out there. Bocce Botcherson, $5. Pick one. 205 Live Trios titles or Women's Tag Championships. I'd say the Women's Tag Championships right now.
Yeah, me too. They're signing up so much talent, and they already have so much talent on the rosters, and a lot of them pair off really, really easily.
Mm-hmm.
Although the prospect of a 205 Live Trios Championship is pretty
cool. But they would need to stack the roster a bit more.
A little bit more, yeah. Let's see here. Luis asks, what two current WWE superstars on the roster would you want to star in a buddy cop movie? You cannot choose The Rock and Cena. My answer would be Balor and Braun Strowman. I think their chemistry lately has been fantastic.
That'd be good. That'd be good. I will say... you said Balor and Strowman, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Elias.
Oh, good one.
And The Miz.
Elias and The Miz. That's an odd pair.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. That's good.
The Legit Underboss, $5. Do you guys watch MLW on...
Being Sports.
Being Sports. Shane Strickland versus Pentagon Jr. tonight. Ooh. Cool.
I think I watched a little bit of their debut episode, kind of in passing. It's got good production value.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's got good stuff.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Coffin Party Alex. This is not really a question, but I really want to read this. I discovered Going in Raw when I was a freshman. Now I'm graduating high school tomorrow as a proud friendo. Steven Larson, thank you guys for helping me get through these past 4 years and for the friendo community for being too sweet. Thanks, friendos. That's so weird. Like, Christopher Kaufman, he was watching us like in middle school, I think.
You know,
now he's a big college boy.
It was more than 8 years ago we did a first episode of 10 for the Win.
Gee whiz. I know. That's weird.
It's really weird.
It's gone by really quick, though. Kind of. Anthony Faz. can you guys remember any wrestler who went from relative unknown to have such a meteoric rise like the Velveteen Dream? He went from an unknown to arguably the most over wrestler in NXT.
Well, I'd say Braun Strowman.
Yeah, Braun.
He didn't have a match in NXT.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Especially once
he got split from the Wyatt family.
Once he got split from the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
It was very surprising that a guy who was essentially just the muscle of a faction could then go on and become
he's the top star from that faction. Mm-hmm. He's easily eclipsed Bray.
Yeah. You going to throw up there?
Yeah, close. Jose Pena, what flavors would the Steven Larson ice cream bar be? Come on. Come on.
Oh, it'd be a Napoleon. Neapolitan.
Neapolitan. Steven Sakari says, just graduated college, found you guys my freshman year also.
Jeez. So much. So we've been around too long, man. Justin Wern. When are somebody calling you about life insurance? When or if Going in Raw officially ends, I mean, that's going to happen at some point. Will Larson Too Sweet Steve on the final episode?
If someone gives us $200,000,
you're going to stick to that all the way to the end?
Yeah,
that's good. Don't encourage them to just want to see the show end. Instead, encourage the money.
Yeah. Tim Maloney, you know what I would find funny? If you guys played a version of the Newlywood game. Without talking, you should each write each other's favorite five wrestlers of all time. See how well you know each other. That's a good idea. You want to try to do that?
Yeah. By the way, this cracked me up. And thank God for people with a good sense of humor. What was his name? Austin, was it? Adam Nuttall. When I mentioned this yesterday, we read his letter. And I mentioned that his handwriting looks like the Zodiac Killer's. Because we're both big fans of the Zodiac movie. And he tweeted at me saying, hey, you know, they never did find the Zodiac Killer, right? And then I looked up the Zodiac Killer to see what he looks like because they had like an artist rendition of him. And then I looked at Adam Nuttall's Twitter, and you can see this on our Twitter. I'm not going to put it up here. My God, He looks exactly like the artist's rendition of the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It's pretty stunning.
Going in Raw has found the Zodiac Killer, Adam Nuttall.
Five.
I don't even know if I know my top five wrestlers.
I know one of yours. I can probably guess two. Do you have a pen?
No. I'll just wait till you're done. Then you can talk about the Zodiac Killer. Hmm. Yeah, Michael Carlson. You could totally crowdfund the $200,000.
Oh, yeah. Dang MQ. Larson's 1 through 5 would be Minoru Suzuki. Not that far off. I'm just going to guess on some of these.
Thoughts on TJ? Harry Flynn asks, thoughts on TJP wanting to leave 205 Live? Is that true?
Mm.
We hear that one?
I haven't heard that
Let's
one.
Let's find out. Is that a shoot? TJP 205. I'm gonna put this in Twitter, see what happens.
Did you tweet something out?
No.
I need one more.
It'd be funny if you just had a tweet out there saying, I want out.
There you go.
All right.
What, Jose Pena? I feel like mine are kind of easy.
Well, I know your top two. I don't know. This.
Adam Timmons, which NXT wrestler could you see becoming a main event player on the main roster? Aleister Black. I think Lars Sullivan could. Oh, here, give me that when you're done.
Here you go.
You had some fun with it, huh?
A little bit.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Number one.
Number one.
I said Stone Cold.
Very
That's
good.
That's your favorite wrestler.
Yeah, pretty much. Number one for you is HBK.
Yeah. Number two for you, I put Triple H.
Okay, that's good. Number two for you, Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three for you, Randy Hogan.
Number three for you is Kyle O'Reilly.
Number four, I put Kenny Omega.
Okay. Number four for you, Supreme.
Oh, gosh. Number five, I put AJ Styles.
Number five for you, I put Adam Mayhem.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
It's probably Okada. Anyways. Wow, we know each other very well.
Awesome. Good job, us. The legit underboss, $2. Who would be a star in old ECW for him? It's Jimmy Havoc.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, he'd be pretty massive in
ECW. I could see
ECW.
That.
Dean Ambrose.
Oh, yeah, Dean Ambrose would be big. That's a good one.
He did all the hardcore stuff in CZW.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think who else.
Sammy Callahan.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you're coming up with a good bunch of good ones. I'll let you ride with that. Oh, here we go. I like Vandal Jim always has. Oh, I like this. Okay. He's got his Friday. Vandal Jim has his Friday show question. With today's Flannel Friday episode of the show, what other clothing themes could other Going In Raw shows adopt? How about Naked Wednesdays?
All right.
It's completely
new. I was going to suggest something in bathrobes.
Okay. Oh, that's good, too. Yeah. Lingerie Sundays.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, at least the robe, a robe like Drew Gulak has.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly. Now we're on the same page. Silk Saturdays.
Oh, I used to have silk pajamas. Those were super comfortable.
There you go. What about Thursdays? Denim Thursdays. Just all denim.
All right.
A denim shoot.
And then casual Fridays.
Well, yeah. Well, Friday's already denim. Flannel.
Flannel Friday.
Yeah.
Yes, alliterative. I like that. Alex Lara, $4.99. Am I the only one that's bothered by Jinder Mahal's puffy nipples? When he's on screen, that's all I notice. You pointed that out to me.
No, he's got a lot of nipple meat going on there. So it's like, you know, peck, but then there's the areola.
Yeah.
And then around the areola, there's like puffy flesh.
Yeah, it's got a little extra, you know, it seems like he's managed to lose most of his body fat.
Yeah.
Save for that surrounding his nipples.
Yeah. I mean, look, dude, that's just the result of being jacked, of being, you know, of putting in all the good work.
Yeah.
What about Tank Top Tuesdays?
No.
No?
I'm not into tank tops. You know this.
Alliterative. What's a M clothing? M for Mondays.
Moo-moo.
Moo-moo Monday.
Yeah.
I like that. It's good.
Let's Someone see. Here in chat mentioned a metal t-shirt Monday.
Oh, Slayest.
Well, it's not a real band.
Putting on my Slayest shirt. It's a metal shirt, though. I keep on trying to find time to work on my Slayest shirt. And
not having any luck, huh?
No, I need more time in the day, man. Let's see here. Open the hard way. Pick one guy on the roster that you want not only to be put in the Money in the Bank match, who's not already in it, but also to win it.
Oh, I want Nakamura in it. I like my idea. My booking idea was great.
El Idolo.
That's a good answer, too.
Andrade Almas. The answer is no, but wait, when is the next UFC fight or night? The next UFC event.
Isn't the next one the Punk one, 225?
Yeah, when is that, though?
June 9th, I think.
Because DJ Anxiety something or other wants to know, will you guys be live streaming? No, I'll probably be live tweeting. I might watch it.
Yeah, I might try to watch it.
I might get on Periscope and see if somebody else there you is go. Watching it.
Richard Ely, $2. Hey, guys, at airport watching OMW to Punta Cana. That's in Dominican Republic.
Cool.
Or is it Punta Cana? I don't remember.
Ty, friend of the show, says, Steve should get a truck. Don't let Larson throw cold water on your dreams.
Oh, Punta Cana.
Drive your truck while wearing your Slayest shirt. Live your life. I appreciate that, Ty. Maybe I'll take his advice.
Do whatever you want, man. I don't care.
I'm going to do me. You do you.
I always worry about me. Dude.
I didn't do anything. I didn't. Look, the cap's on. Oh.
I don't care.
Wow. You do
the
you.
The mere insinuation that you would dare ride on my clean flannel.
You know, it doesn't look clean. You gotta take an iron to that, dude.
I don't think I own an iron, man.
Look at this.
So what?
Wait, how did this get unbuttoned?
It's the power of my pectorals.
I guess so, man.
Peen Man Gaming, $2. Steve, Pro Wrestling Tees has a Candice LeRae Slayer shirt.
That's cool, but is it Slayest? Mine needs to be Slayest. Can I just start my own line of G.G. Allen shirts? Mr. Sinister.
Oh, Tracksuit Tuesdays. There we go. Adam Timmons.
Tracksuit Tuesdays. Beautiful.
Thank you, Adam Timmons.
Let's see here. Jared Twombly. I actually agree with this. Do you think WWE would benefit from more title changes?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Heck
absolutely.
Yeah.
Those things get stale after a while.
Yeah, they do.
And, you know, I know people are going to be like, oh, well, you just complain. Then you're going to complain it's a hot potato. No, man.
No,
I liked it when Sasha and Charlotte did that.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
As long as it's storyline driven and it makes stories interesting, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Taco Meat. What sports color announcer would you like to call a match? He says he'd want to go with John Madden.
Oh, well, you know.
Hubie Brown.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He's so good.
No, he's great because he's like an encyclopedia
I know.
Of basketball knowledge.
I know.
Hubie Brown is a national treasure. Is he still doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about those Rockets?
I know. That's pretty crazy.
Stealing that
lost
game
by
from
41
the Warriors.
And then won two in a row.
Yeah.
Cavs could be eliminated tonight.
Cavs and the Warriors can both be eliminated over the next couple days.
Mm-hmm. So the throwback to the 1985 finals, the Rockets and the Celtics. Who won that final, Steve?
Celtics.
No, the Rockets won.
Really? In 85?
I mean, the Celtics did win. I remember.
Which was the game that Kermit Washington...
That was well before that.
That's what I thought.
That was in the 70s when Kermit Washington got knocked out Rudy Tomjanovich.
Yeah. Adam Mayhem...
I mean, Celtics did win that final.
...has a question. In a zombie apocalypse, who would last longer? And he says, why is it Larson? In a zombie apocalypse, who would last longer? I feel like I would probably last longer.
Why?
Because I think I would just luck my way into lasting longer. I feel like you fret a lot. And I don't feel like fretting really works in the zombie apocalypse.
Fretting would keep me on my toes, and I would prepare for any
you're probably right.
contingency.
I'd probably just find like a...
In that respect.
Yeah, yeah, probably. I'd have my guard down way too much. I'd just like take naps. Be like, man, this is a zombie apocalypse. Like,
well, this is like a really comfy bed of leaves here. I'm gonna take a bit of a siesta here.
And they're feasting on my leg.
Yeah. And you'll probably just go, well, I'm a zombie now.
That's exactly what would happen. So yeah, Larson would last longer. Yeah, fretting would probably help you.
Do you bring lunch today?
I had an egg sandwich early this morning, and then I had a peanut butter jelly sandwich right before you got here.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm going to need food and coffee before we do stuff this afternoon.
I'm down for a scone. I'll take a scone.
I'm going to go to the brew pub and get their brat and sauerkraut appetizer for lunch and, yeah, coffee.
That's good. All right. Well, I think that's a show then.
All right. That's a good place to end.
All right. Sounds good. Let's see here. Let me bring up this right here. All right, Hilton, can you hit that music? They all went to go see that. Hilton and our friends went to go see that solo movie last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nate said that they weren't lit very well. And then Hilton just claimed it was the theater. And then Nate was like, no, they just weren't lit well.
Interesting.
Interesting back and forth on,
yes.
on our text thread.
Yes.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Talk to you later.
Bye.